News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Wausau is looking for proposals for sheltering stray cats. Lieutenant Matthew Barn says the city has arrangements for dogs, but nothing else. Marathon County has cut that funding. He says the impoundment, care, treatment, and the humane disposal of strays and non-dog animals is something the city would like to resume.
The reason for the proposal is to get multiple bids so that the city's being responsible with the taxpayer dollars when we spend it for the sheltering of stray cats.
The deadline for proposals is March 7th, and then the Board of Public Works will review those bids at their March 11th meeting. Any proposal would still need full city council approval. Three people arrested in Abbotsford yesterday afternoon as part of a drug investigation. Two of the suspects are now facing methamphetamine possession and distribution charges. The Clark County Sheriff and the Colby Abbotsford Police Department issued a statement saying the two agencies executed a search warrant and found about $12,000 worth of illegal drugs, paraphernalia, and a weapon at a home on Sycamore Street. The names will be released when formal charges are filed later today. Governor Walker says the search of the home of a former aide was not behind the decision to have all of his staff sign an ethics pledge. The governor says the suggestion actually came from his chief of staff.
He recommended, and I thought it was a good idea, that you take it the next step forward and make sure that not only my staff, but cabinet, those that were in place and those that would come on board, would have to do that going forward.
One of the items in that ethics pledge states that staffers would agree not to do campaign work on state time. By the way, the evidence that was seized at Cindy Archer's home has never been released. It's part of the probe into whether campaign work was done out of Walker's County Executive Office, although Archer was not among those charged in the original John Doe investigation. County Materials is facing serious OSHA violations and fines after an incident where an employee's foot was severed during an accident. OSHA spokesperson Scott Allen says the company's already received 8 citations for unsafe work conditions. Some of them date back to 2001.
This is just unacceptable behavior for any company to have these type of violations. It's imperative that the companies ensure that the work environment for all workers are a safe one.
Now, the company is facing a $56,000 fine, and they have 15 days to file an appeal. Today's the deadline for developers and business leaders to submit proposals to replace some unoccupied buildings in Marshfield. These buildings were purchased by the city in late 2013 as part of a downtown economic development plan. Director of Economic Development, Joseph Engel, says that the former Marshfield News Herald building and the empty Second Street Professional Center all have a date with a wrecking ball. The question is, what should go in their place?
The deadline for proposals to come in are the 28th, and we will then be sitting down and looking at those proposals and making a determination as to which party we would like to partner with on the redevelopment efforts.
Both of the properties to be redeveloped are adjacent to the parking lot that serves the post office on Chestnut Avenue. The state Supreme Court has denied a review of a case of a Wausau man convicted of a double homicide in 1997.
Da Vang was sentenced to 2 life terms for the murders of his estranged wife and her friend. Since that time, Vang has attempted to appeal his conviction on the grounds that his counsel was ineffective and didn't communicate properly with him. At trial, Vang refused to participate in the proceedings against him, claiming the courts should send him back to Laos and have clan elders decide his case under Hmong law. Since going to jail, Vang has filed a number of habeas corpus motions, stating that he's being held unlawfully. The court denied his latest motion last month. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
A plea hearing in a 2006 shaken baby case is being delayed. 32-year-old Quinton Lewis was first sentenced to 20 years for the shanking death of his daughter, but he won an appeal and got a new trial because one expert witness was not allowed to testify in his case. Now there's apparently a plea deal that's been scheduled for April 10th, although the terms of that plea bargain will not be known until the court hearing. Yahoo is dodging claims that a British intelligence agency accessed webcam images from millions of their users. The Guardian says the information is based on documents provided by National Security Agency whistleblower Edward Snowden. The surveillance program was aided by the NSA and was still active as recently as 2012. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Increasing clouds for today with some snow developing by mid-afternoon, a high around 11. Tonight, that snow diminishing around midnight, 1 to 3 inches accumulation from late afternoon into the evening hours. Decreasing clouds late tonight with a low of 2 below 0. On Saturday, a cold day, some sunshine in the Northwoods, but mostly cloudy south of Marathon County with a slight chance of snow, a high around 8. Sunday, mostly sunny and quite cold, a high of 7. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
There is extreme cold around central Wisconsin this morning. Everyone is sub-zero again. Get the six-day forecast and hour-by-hour temperatures anytime at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.